Mr. Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great pleasure to be here today and take the floor on behalf of the government of the Lao People, Democratic Republic. Allow me first to convey my gratitude to the FAO for organizing this important World Summit on Food Security. As we all know, the two greatest challenges that the world faces today are food security and climate change. Both challenges require urgent, innovative, and holistic responses. Tackling hunger in the country requires strong coordination, collaboration, and cooperation among all local stakeholders and international agencies engaged in this fight. In regard to climate change, Laos is preparing itself to take part in a number of activities related to climate change and adaptation. Reduced agricultural productivity is a particular concern. As rainfall changes, the country will be faced by unparalleled agricultural challenges. Over 80% of the population are engaged in agriculture and fisheries and are thus directly dependent on natural resource base. Given this, the effects of climate change are likely to have a drastic impact on the people of the Lao. Ladies and gentlemen, now please allow me to report briefly on government achievement in the last few years. The agriculture and forestry sector is the main contributor to GDP and overall economic development, and in particular to the government's food production and poverty reduction targets. Laopedia, agriculture was impacted by the global downturn, especially supply of key import inputs required for agriculture, and also encounter relatively severe disaster in the year 2008 and year 2009, which had damaged a large number of irrigation schemes and destroyed vast tracts of farmland. However, agriculture and fishery production has recorded satisfactory performance in the last few years. This is to a great extent due to gradually increasing and well-programmed investment in agriculture and rural development sector. It is important to note that the country continues to meet its rice requirement and self-sufficiency. The goal of poverty eradication and graduation of the Laopedia from its current LDC status by the year 2020 depends significantly from its accomplishment in the agriculture and forestry sector. Laopedia is strategically situated in an ever-growing regional market, offering trade and investment opportunities that can lift the agriculture sector in a new millennium. Food security targets are to be maintained, as well as commodity production targets with proper balance between food security and export in a pro-poor manner. While many people have benefited from investment in agriculture and natural resource development, there have been concerns about social and environmental impacts. These concerns became stronger as commodity prices fell and food prices rose, thereby showing that regional and global integration could bring costs and vulnerabilities, not just benefits. We all agree that the gravity of the current food crisis is the result of 20 years of underinvestment in agriculture and neglect of the sector. However, I would like to add that there is just an important need to invest in farmers. Investing in farmers means more than connecting them to market It's been making sure they have secure land tenures, making sure they have fair contracts, making sure they have access to information, and improving the reach of services of health, education, and extension. The crisis soon encouraged all of us to look for ways of improving resilience, reducing vulnerability, and improving the adaptive capacity of government, development workers, and farmers to adjust to the fast-changing moments that are taking place in increasing engagement with the private sector and regional markets, as well as due to climate change. Again, I would like to thank FAO for convening this important conference, and I hope that all of us will work together to come up with an implementable and actionable agenda for the coming years, which focuses on addressing the challenges from food security and climate change and turning them into opportunities for our future generation. Thank you for your kind attention.